What do we do if our education ceases to exert any impact 5 years from now? What do we do if the industry that we're a part of is wiped out within the next decade? Can we develop a range of transferable skills that transcends a fleeting industry or lasts a lifetime? Welcome to episode 15 of Growing with Books, where we review What the Heck Do I Do with My Life? By Ravi Venkatesan. Ravi is the chairman of the Global Energy Alliance for People and Planet, launched with the objective of accelerating investments in renewable energy solutions. He's also UNICEF's special representative for young people and innovation, and the founder of the Global Alliance for Mass Entrepreneurship. A single-page summary wouldn't do justice to the wealth of experience Ravi has shared in this timeless classic. Nonetheless, here's an attempt to cover the paramount principles. In his latest memoir, the former chairman of Microsoft India persuades us to ask deep and life-altering questions that haunt each one of us in today's turbulent times. Through his anecdotal experiences, he argues that we're at the cusp of a radical change where industries, markets, and solutions are likely to become amorphous and transient in nature. Unless we acquire the agility to adapt, the curiosity to discover, and the tenacity to thrive, the rapidly shifting landscape beneath our feet is likely to engulf the better of us. When problems confront us, generally we tend to view them as our misfortune, don't we? Our latent tendencies tempt us into a trap of asking incorrect or irrelevant questions, such as, "Why did this event happen to me?" Ravi unravels that shifting our perspective to that of an explorer can help us embrace such life-altering events. They can enable us in acquiring new skills and in the process find fulfillment through our experiences. He recommends adopting an Einstein-like mindset of staying with our problems longer. In doing so, he recommends asking a more relevant question such as, "How can I transform this event into a timeless experience that transcends all boundaries?" While the labor force is facing an impending threat from automation and artificial intelligence, his purposeful questions help us navigate choppy waters with poise and grace. His candid chronicles are relatable and make it easier for us to embrace our fallacies in an attempt of outgrowing them. His writing is vivid, peppered with humor, and enchants you while transitioning from one chapter to another. Among his stellar philosophies that caught my attention was one where he recommends creating a portfolio life, which is a set of projects that give purpose, joy, and opportunities to learn. One of his key mantras that sounded counterintuitive but stayed with me is, "Do not chase opportunities, attract them." It reminded me of Warren Buffett's classic quote, "To be in the top 1% of the population, don't do what the 99% of the people are doing." In his simple words, when it comes to opportunities, think marketing and not sales. One other mindset that he recommends we cultivate is to become outwardly abundant and inwardly minimalist. In his simple words, become generous when it comes to serving the world and frugal when it comes to serving ourselves. Through his candid confessions of falling prey to blind materialism, he helps us realize that we need very little beyond the basics to lead a contented life. as the world of tomorrow disrupts at breakneck speed, the one skill that he anticipates a severe dearth of, and hence an opportunity for, is leadership. During such moments of vulnerability, it is our spirituality that will act as our guiding force in embracing such catastrophic events and move forward in spite of our fears. The most insightful line from his book is, "Leadership is not a title or a position, but an act of courage. It is an opportunity for ordinary people to become extraordinary in the act." Thank you.